You know, it's interesting. People have asked me if there's anything I would change about the film now that it's done. And to be honest,
I can hear the answer to this.
Well, you know, there's almost nothing. I mean, I'm so happy with how the film came out. I'm proud of everybody's work. But if I could roll back time, there's just one change that I would make. And it's actually apropos to the opening that everybody just watched. When we first conceived this opening, we always knew we wanted to have some kind of big Western adventure. We just weren't sure what it meant and why it was there. We just knew we wanted to do it. And initially, when we came out of the fantasy of the opening, we came right into the present time of Andy's bedroom as a teenager. And we revealed that he was now grown up, and that this opening that we had just watched was a reflection of the toys missing their past, that they were trying to not get rusty, so they were reenacting old playtimes that they'd had. Seemed like the right thing to do at the time, but as we continued to develop it, it became clear that what we had was a very long scene of toys just standing around talking about the good old days and talking about how great it used to be when Andy was a kid. And we finally realized that it was much better to show that than to just talk about it. So we crafted this little in-between sequence where we would see on home video little snatches of Andy's childhood and how great it was to be played with. And once we came up with that, it became clear that, well, okay, what this opening is, what this big Western opening is actually a direct reflection of what it is like to be played with. We're seeing, from the toy's perspective, the exaltation of being played with by their owner. Right. And that then made perfect sense. But because we didn't come to that solution until fairly late in the game, the change that I would make now, if I could remake the film, is I would have put the character of Bo Peep in the opening of the film.
Right.
Because realistically, Bo Peep, for people who haven't seen all the Toy Story films, she's it's like a little Bo Peep, and she has her sheep, and she's a character in the first two films. And we decided not to have her in the third film for a number of reasons, but
the actress was charging too much for the Bo
Peep. Andy Cox is fantastic, and it really broke our hearts to not have her in the film. But we ultimately decided that it was very important to have a character be gone. It was kind of emblematic of the dangerous situation that they were all in, that any of them could be gotten rid of, thrown away, donated at any moment.
And it was hard to imagine that Andy would keep his little sister's ceramic.
She was part of a nursery
lamp. That would have been one of the things.
So anyway, in retrospect, I think it would have been a little more powerful, the fact that she was then gone from that opening and part of that fun, and then we found that she was no longer part of it.
She is in the Golden Age flashback.
Yeah, you see her a little bit. But, so that's literally, I've racked my brain, and that's the only thing I would do any differently.
That opening